Welcome to This Week at Filling, and thank you for joining us in our mission to support people with developmental disabilities. For Filling Homes, I'm Tina Parsons.
Welcome back to the program. Today I am talking with Sue Scholl, who is a DSP here at Filling Homes Main Campus.
That's right. Always have been.
Always have been. How long have you worked for Filling Homes?
25 years.
And have you been a DSP all those years?
Yes, I have.
Congratulations.
It's just in the last 2 years I moved down here to the Hab Center.
Tell us what a typical day in Hab Center looks like for you.
Well, for me, once we get everybody down here, I have separate goals for certain individuals. I've got a couple people that need to shred. We just shred newspaper. And then I have some that have Bible reading goals or religious goals, I guess I should say. They can go and they can collect prayer requests, or we can read a Bible story, or we can sing Christian songs or play Christian music on the radio. Some have grasping goals, holding different things than what they just normally like to hang on to. One-on-one attention. Sometimes we sing. One time I had a little dance party. And just a variety of things. Oh, and my room is the sensory room. And I have things rigged up to where if I put on my fluorescent lights, that kind of glows. I use different colored markers, and they kind of glow with the fluorescent lights. In one of the other rooms, they have they're working on making scrunchies for gals to put in their hair for the sale. And in another room, that right now they're working on molds to make letters for keychains and stuff. And she was trying to do jewelry. I'm not sure how that ended up coming out. But there's a lot of different activities going on. I went back in the garden area. She's got plants back there, and she macrames plant hangers, and she puts little artsy craftsy things together out of clay flower pots. I mean, she's really good.
There is so much creativity here. Just looking around your room with the decorations and the paper flowers and everything that you've done, and Emily's room over here, it's amazing.
Yes, it is.
You have two different rounds during the day. You have a group in the morning and you have a group in the afternoon. Do you do different things with each group?
It depends on individual goals. I try to meet, especially the one-on-one goals of each one, because they need that one-on-one time. You know, mm-hmm. They're our friends, and sometimes, you know, life is in such a hurried up, busy thing that you don't have time for one-on-one, and I try to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And but in the afternoon, I have one that shreds, and the rest of them is just one-on-one on my afternoon group. And so sometimes we do laundry, because that's one of my things that we need to accomplish. So we do laundry, we take out the trash. Sometimes we even we take a day and play Yahtzee.
Mm-hmm. I've seen that Fridays have become game days with the whole group. Everybody gets together.
Yes. And everybody seems to enjoy it.
Well, that's good. It's very friendly down here. Is there one thing that, not even just one, something near and dear to you that you, like a memory that you have from Filling Homes?
The one main thing, and I don't know that you really call it a memory, is it just touches my heart to see one of them just put on the great big smile.
Mm-hmm.
My best buddy, and we're not supposed to have best buddies, but my best buddy passed away a while back. And I didn't think I'd be able to care for any other resident like I did him. But I started having somebody in my room, and I just took a liking to him, and I don't know why. And when he smiles at me, it just melts my heart.
Melts your heart. You're definitely in this position, Sue, for the right reasons, and we thank you so much. You are helping us live out our mission of enriching their lives each day in so many different people. You do a wonderful job.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. We're very happy to have you. Well, Sue, we're about out of time. Thank you so much for chatting with me. And again, thank you for everything that you do for our residents.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for tuning in to This Week at Filling. If you would like more information about Filling Homes, please give us a call, check out our website, or follow us on Facebook. Have a great week.